my biggest takeaway from the assessment that was done is that the students at Booker Washington Institute are really passionate about their opportunity to be educated at BWI. The assessment of the teacher discourse as far as what they're able to teach the students. The teachers definitely have the capacity to provide the students with the knowledge. However, the disconnect is the availability of resources that the students would need to help build up their skill set. So when I was there, I had the opportunity to just speak with students to see, you know, what their perception of their campus and what their needs were. And during the visit, the first lecture that I did was with the students in the plumbing class. And I asked them if they could do anything for their campus, you know, what would it be? And a student by the name of Benjamin stood up and stated that he would like to create a restroom facility that is up to date. Then another young lady in the classroom responded by, yeah, I would like a restroom to have hot water. You know, because students that have asthma or the young ladies with they have their personal needs, they need those hot water for, you know, a more appropriate sanitary type of cleansing. And I talked to the students in the electronics classroom, and I noticed that the electricity is, you know, it's not as fluid. So we thought about, hey, let's build this state-of-the-art restroom and we can make it solar. You know, so now we use an alternative energy. We went to the carpentry class and I said, hey, we could use the wood from the carpentry class to build baseboards to support the restrooms. The sewing classes, they could make drapes or whatever they need for the restroom. So it was so many different levels of interest sparked when I spoke with the students about what they could do and how their curriculum could support this project. I mean, the students were just intrigued. And the other phenomenal part about this project, which we call the Benjamin Project, is named after that plumbing student who came up with this idea. These are all freshman students. So, you know, we just put a timeline together, hey, 4 years.
So are you looking forward to some kind of partnership, cooperation with BWI, Booker Washington Institute, Liberia, in terms of what, I don't know, whether visitation, exchange of students for your students going there? Besides, do you hope to return to Liberia again, a follow-up visit?
Yes, I definitely want to have a follow-up visit in June of next year. That's my dream, to be able to go back to Liberia in 1 year to assess what we've done. I'm in constant communication with Benjamin, the principal, Dr. Freeman. I'm in contact with them since I've left. We've spoken at least 5 times during the week just to see where he is with the project. But as it relates to my students here, so, yes, my dream is to go back to Liberia. But while we are away, I want to connect our students with the students in Liberia so that they will be able to work with the students as they are developing the concepts, and we're able to collect resources here that we can raise awareness about the projects that we're doing. So ultimately, I want our students to benefit from the humanitarian side of connecting with another school that is named Booker T. Washington. I want our students to be able to build on their knowledge of alternative energy through engineering, on how we do, you know, certain components here in the U.S. And then I want the students from Booker Washington Institute to have a network that's going to be established here in the U.S. so we'll be able to support them upon graduation. So it is my vision to connect the students in Liberia with such schools such as Prairie View A&M University and also Tuskegee University, just to name a few. But those are two direct schools that we have a close partnership with that we want those students to be able to continue their education.
Did it surprise you that the students are thinking about building a state-of-the-art restroom at this time?
But it didn't surprise me on the students wanting to do a state-of-the-art restroom, you know, because I was probing the students on what would you like to do to add value to your campus. And when the students stated that this is what they wanted to do, I immediately connected to figure out, hey, how can I help make this happen? You know, what can I do to make sure that the students know how to bring the connections together, how they go and track resources, how they get attention from the alum. So I wasn't surprised, because just looking at the students, talking to the students, being engaged with the students, you know, they really had a desire to learn.